right, everybody, and welcome to SummerSlam. And with us again is Kyle Starks.
Yeah, woo! Here I am. Let's talk about some wrestles.
Yeah, man. And Joe is returning. I'm here. And then we got Cliff.
I'm still here.
And Schuster's producing if he chimes in at all. I don't know. he's making
He's pointing.
Gestures.
He's directing.
All right, good. All right, let's get started with this one. We got 11 matches to get to. I don't know the actual order, but it's a pretty good chance that Akira Tozawa versus Neville for the Cruiserweight Championship will be on the pre-show.
Oh, is that not the main event?
It's I would be pretty great.
I don't give a shit. Can Akira? I don't know. Who gives a shit? Neville's villainy on 205 Live. It was almost good enough for me to watch 205 Live. I did not watch 205 Live.
Yeah,
but it was almost good enough.
It was close. I don't know.
When Alton Aries was there, it was like I was interested in 205 Live. I don't give a shit. And Akira, man, Akira is capital S, so capital G, good. He is an amazing wrestler. Like, he is your common dude watching WWE is not grasping how good Akira Tozawa is. He is really good. He switched from doing German suplexes all the time. Did you guys catch that? Like, he doesn't do that beautiful snap German suplex he used to do.
Right.
Hey, guys, because Brock Lesnar does it, and two people can't do the same move because it's confusing. can you explain to me why, like, seven guys are doing the fucking Sling Blade, Finn Balor? Huh?
Oh, my God, I'm so tired of that.
I know, like, him and, who does it? Him
Seth
and
Rollins.
Seth Rollins, right? Come on. That's not even a good move. You just, like, wiggled around them.
Yeah, you like, pat their shoulder as you twist over them. I think that's...
I hate it. But Akira Tozawa started doing that beautiful senton. Like, he's so good, man. But Neville, I think, is doing some of the best heel work in wrestling right now, too, which is amazing. His heel work is so good, because I've said before on this show, I don't like Neville. Like, he was a boring NXT champ, and I respect his athleticism, and I respect his wrestling acumen. He's very good. But just, he's basically like Evan Bourne 2.0. Like, he's just a more athletic, better wrestling Evan Bourne, but still boring as shit. So his heel stuff's so good. I've gone a 180 on Neville. But 205 Live, who gives a fuck?
All right, so you're going to take Neville in this match?
I believe he said Akira.
They have to do something. I think they have to do something. I think Akira wins. Akira wins.
Joe, what do you think?
I'm just going to go with the Titus Worldwide brand.
Oh, all right.
And say, just because I love that gimmick so much.
I do like that gimmick as well.
Like, the whole, like, just Titus O'Neil becoming, like, a carny within a carny environment. It's great.
He's like a pro sports agent, just, like, trying to get some sponsors for his boys out there. Trying to get some appearances at used car lots. I love it.
So he's the Rock from Ballers.
Yeah, I think he's basically like LeBron James's like agent, like was just his friend that he let be his agent when he first came into the league. Excuse me, I'm so burpy. You know why? It's because of his Coke Zero Sugar.
You need to get that sponsorship, man.
So good. I want the Coke Zero Sugar sponsorship. And I went to Ruffles Jalapeno Ranch sponsorship. Please, please. It's still in my garage. It's still in my garage with that shit.
Jalapeno Ranch sounds so good.
Guys, you gotta go buy it right now. They're gonna quit making it. It's happened to me before. Please. Ruffles Jalapeno Ranch, it's so good.
Cliff, what are you picking? Who are you picking?
I am picking Neville because I think he's more interesting than Akira. And I also have a list for my wife who doesn't know anything about wrestling. So I just told her the names of people. She also picked Neville.
I love it. I love this element we've just added to this.
It's great. I'm going to pick Neville because I think they're going to drag this out longer.
I do too. I think that's just as likely, but come on. They know that Neville's the only one who can really carry anyone in terms of like putting butts in seats, which they can't do with anybody, so they do it after SmackDown, right? They make you wait a little bit longer. I think the next, like, this is a shitty match of cares. I think this moment we have, guys, right now as a group, as a collective, to try to sort of guess which one of these matches is going to be the other, for sure, pre-show. is most interesting to me.
I think this could end up being like one of the better matches in general on the whole show, though. Just because they're both really good.
Well, they should.
Oh, no, I think it's going to be great. Yeah, I agree.
They need to put good things on the pre-show because it's free on the that regular app.
I'm gonna say Big Show versus Big Cass with Enzo in the shark cage because Enzo and Cass were very popular.
You know what? Like, you're right, and I'll tell you why you're right. It's because they want to sell that action toy. That toy yeah. with the shark cage, so they want everyone to see it in action. Yes, you're probably right.
Hate it.
I can't believe it's a thing.
I fucking hate it, guys.
No, I'm going to disagree because it always ends up being the thing that closes out Raw.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. They main evented this match, so I don't think it's going to be pre-show, which is unfortunate. That means you have to watch it between two matches that are probably good.
Oh yeah, that's not going to be good. What about maybe Finn Balor and Bray Wyatt? Put them on the pre-show.
That's not pre-show. That's not pre-show.
Natalya and Naomi.
Here's my guess. Yeah, probably. Yes. But here's the thing. I don't want to jump ahead. I feel like yes, but I also think there's a really good chance there's a cash in on that match. So my guess is, here's my guess. It's either Big Show versus Big Cash, which seems unlikely because they're bringing out the shark cage, which means it's probably, guys, Randy Orton versus Rusev.
Whoa.
Do you imagine? It's the only one that just really doesn't need to be anywhere.
It started latest.
Let's go to Randy Orton Rusev. Yeah,
does anybody care?
I think. No, nobody gives a shit. Hey, can I say that Rusev looks like a bad guy? For the first time, I feel like that beard, I feel like he looks like a pro wrestling bad guy.
Handsome Rusev.
Yeah, it's like handsome Rusev. Before, it's like weird sideburns Rusev, dumb facial hair Rusev. I feel like right now he looks good. SmackDown, written by Road Dogg Jesse James, famous for wiggling his legs, in charge of the narrative aspect of that show, and all of his 1000% wiseness, has got at least two foreigner hate USA chant feuds going on, because it's a classic, guys. come on, who gives a shit about this match? Who should win this match? Rusev should win this match. Randy Orton doesn't need it. Rusev needs it. He was supposed to be fighting Randy Orton for the title after the shakeup, and they didn't do it. He lost his fucking wife to be a stripper on national television. Give Rusev a win, guys. It's pre-show.
I just don't know that Rusev's going to get it. I think I'm taking Orton. I agree with everything you said, but I don't
Orton
know.
Orton never loses.
Orton doesn't lose. Joe, what do you think?
Oh, God.
None of this actually matters.
My heart says Rusev.
Your heart says
but
Rusev?
But my brain says Randy.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Cliff?
I would also like to see Rusev win, and I'm going to stick with it. Uh-huh. And my wife also picked Rusev.
Wow, all right.
Hey, give him Lana back. God damn.
Yeah, she can't wrestle.
It doesn't matter if she can wrestle or not. In fact, I felt like she looked fine in all of her appearances. I've had Charlotte matches are way more cringeworthy than any Lana, just in terms of fear, you know? Like, Lana just went out there and like, look, here I do a kick. Like, you do your little things, it's fine. She looks better than Carmella, frankly. But it's like, man, she's such a good mouthpiece. Why waste it?
Right.
And her coming out, she knows how to smooth that butt, hashtag male gaze. and frankly, the crowd pops every single time.
Oh, they pop.
Well, come on. You know what I'm saying? Like, the crowd loves to hate Lana, and they love to look at her. Like, that's what she wanted. That's a perfect valet. It's your She's Sunny. She's evil. Like, I know it's funny with you, but I think she's the same thing. It's a really good-looking, super charismatic, good-talking valet. And Rusev is not going to get himself over. But he looks good, and for whatever reason, he has he has maintained this air with fans where people think Rusev is still, like, heavyweight championship material. I don't think he is. Not with that fucking accolade. I think he needs some stuff. But he maintained that, just like Wyatt has. Like, somehow, I think people... If you put the belt on Rusev tomorrow, no one would complain. No one would... There wouldn't even be a chirp.
Yeah. Well, let's go... Yeah. Let's do the New Day and the Usos.
Yeah, I think that could be there, too. Let me say, New Day has been maybe the most charming thing in wrestling for, like, what, the last 3 years?
Basically, yeah. Yeah.
And during the time that I think this again last time. You guys, the Usos debut, they came out and they had jeans and Uggs and they had sweater vests on. Do you guys, anyone remember this?
The original debut?
They debuted when they first came out, when they first showed up on WWE, the Usos, when they were scary green. They came out, they were wearing, YouTube it, fellas.
All right.
and Tamina was with them, and their whole shtick was, we are educated, we are not the Samoans you're used to seeing, we are men of the times, we have like an urban fucking feel to us, and then literally two appearances later, they're coming out with face paint, they're doing the Samoan war dance, like literally, like WWE's like, not your regular Samoans is such a good bit, right, because it's the Samoan history, and they immediately took it away from them to have them come out with towels for some reason, and be, like, again, boring and not very good in the ring and basically charmless. I'd say the last three promos the Usos cut were so fucking good, and they're doing the bit that they were supposed to debut with, which is that they're not, like, fucking taping their goddamn feet and dancing for you, is that they're hard-ass motherfuckers, and they're killing it. And their ring work has came around, because now we're however many years later. I love the Usos right now. I think they're great. They're so good at being bad guys, it makes you hate Roman Reigns even more.
So you're taking them?
No, I think New Day probably retains.
I agree with you.
They're champions, yeah. I don't think they're going to win it at a pay-per-view and then lose it at the next pay-per-view. But I just want to, like, any chance I can get to talk. The Usos are doing good work right now.
Absolutely.
My wife hates those shirts because she doesn't understand it, but, like, my wife, we are very Caucasian. I love that they have a shirt that says First Day Shit on it for all intents and purposes during the most PG era of wrestling. And you just know it's because, like, Road Dogg, Jesse James don't know what Ish is. You know? I love it. They come out, I love the Uso Penitentiary. I love how, because that's, like, to be in someone's jail is a badass thing to say. I love the Usos right now, but no, I don't think they're, I think the New Day, my dude. Like, they're hot. Please, let's break them up. Give Kofi a title run on SmackDown.
That would be great. Joe, who you pick?
Deserves it.
I'm just going to say New Day, because, yeah, like you said, like, they have too much, like, they would just kill all their momentum if they lost it, their titles within a month.
Yeah, yeah.
Cliff?
And the Usos, it doesn't do anything to them, whether they win or lose, in my opinion.
Right.
I am picking the New Day, and I hope the feud continues, because I've enjoyed watching the five of them interact with each other. And my wife picked the Usos.
Ooh, she's wrong. All right. All right, let's get the Big Show, Big Cass, Battle of the Big. Let's get that out of the way.
Don't care.
No one cares. This isn't about caring.
I care. This, I think you may care less about than the rest of the matches.
I think I put it out there. I'm from a period of regional wrestling where hang the manager above the ring was not uncommon. Also dumb then as it is now. I don't think, honestly, there's ever been a put a face in a cage. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
The whole point of putting someone in the cage is so they can't interfere in the match. Enzo's just been knocked out for 6 weeks in a row by the Cavs.
I guess they're just trying to protect him.
I think that what they're going to do is if they're going to do this to market that playset, they're going to throw in some other marketing, and, like, Big Show's going to be on the ground, and Cass is going to, and Enzo's going to drop, like, a Snickers bar. Like, he's like, you need to get recharged. Like,
he's up there in the cage playing Rocket League.
Yeah. Like, that's actually how he gets out, is he pilots a rocket, like one of the cars, to hit the cage, and then the cage explodes open, and he falls, and he gets out.
He lands on Big Cass?
Yeah. Like, wow. there's chicken involved.
That's so bad. Oh, yeah, the cage, Enzo puts on, he comes out, when the cage finally opens, he's dressed like Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, there is. It's going to be awful. Who are you taking, Big Cass?
Big Show needs to be done. I'm picking Cass. It has to be Cass.
Well, that makes sense. So that's why I think I'm going to take the Big Show.
I think this is also going to be the first time in years that anyone has said this. And I think this match will not be held down by the fact that Big Show's old. It's going to be held down by the fact that Cass doesn't know what he's doing inside a ring.
I think Cass has so much, hold on. I started to say something and I realized how many caveats were involved. I think I see the potential of Big Cass. I feel like he's the first, no, again, caveat. Outside of Braun Strowman, who I think we can all agree is like literally a human Roman candle somehow, right? Let's put him aside. Of all the, hey, look at the big guy we found that WWE has shoved out year after year after year that so often fails. I can sort of see it with Big Cass. When Enzo got legitimately hurt by the Bada villain, Cass was doing really good promos. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe how good his promos were. Because he has Enzo, so he doesn't need to talk. But I feel like that dude listened and saw what was putting him over. I can see. And when they put him, remember when everyone was hurt and they put him in that four-way? And I want to say it was on Raw. They put him in a four-way for him. I thought, you know what? I was like, look, I can see it. What they need to do, guys, shave that thing off his face. I don't know what it is. It's gross. Number two, don't be cast, because we've all seen when he comes out, it says big ass. Three, that music is terrible, and I'm pretty sure they got that off Bandcamp. Like, just they found some, like, Right Three Bandcamp song to make Big Cass's intro. But I can see it, man. I feel like he's a traditional big man. He's real young. I think he's real young. Like, 24 or something like that? He's 30. Jesus Christ. he seems young. He seems young. I mean, he's 8 years younger than Mac, right? I mean, that's young.
He's not Tracy Smothers old.
He's not Tracy Smothers old. Tracy Smothers, who's such a hard, looks 20 years older than he is unfortunate. But I can see it with Big Cass. You know what? When Enzo, when they were coming out, up until the point when Enzo was going to hook up with someone's wife, which is disgusting.
That
was the moment where I was like, man, I love seeing Enzo and Big Cass come out, and Enzo cutting the best fucking promos. Like, I think he's so good. And after that, Enzo's a piece of shit. Big Cass is boring as shit. Big Show is number two. He's recently being overpassed by somebody who's coming up later as the most misused wrestler of all time. I don't care about him. I don't care about Big Cass because I know he's not a good bad guy because he's just beating up a little dude. And right. Beating up an old man is the same as beating up a little dude. And I know their logic is Big Show is so big, it makes him look good. No, you want to make him look good? Have him beat up Dean Ambrose.
Right. Because like, who hasn't beat up Big Show in the last 5 years? Who hasn't beat up Big Show?
Big Show's been so mismanaged his whole career. Too many joke runs. Too much of them having, hey, Big Show, we need you to put this guy over, who ended up not being someone they should have been putting over, that just makes Big Show look bad. Too many joke runs, man. Just too many weak runs. Here's who wins Shark Cage sales matches. Also, WWE, can you please have, like, a gimmick match that kids can buy that isn't from, like, 1945? Can we not have, like, a four-corner strap match WWE playset?
I can't
no
wait.
No one wants that.
Finn Balor jumping a gorge on a bike would be really fun, too. I want that playset.
Oh, yeah.
You just pull the string and he just flies. It'd be great. Cliff, who did you pick on this match?
I am picking Big Cass because he has to win. I'm just tired of seeing Big Show just get beat up. And I think Cass would do better with a better finisher. Him running and then flailing himself around in the air awkwardly. Is really just not.
And who did Olivia
pick?
Olivia picked Big Cass also.
Okay.
I feel like you're playing it safe with the wife.
Natalya versus Naomi.
I say Natalya wins. What a great moment, because goddamn it, she's been the best women's wrestler, the steadiest women's wrestler for a million goddamn years. She wins. My heart swells. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times too big. And then Carmella comes in and takes the fucking belt from her. But that's what WWE does to you.
Oh, man.
I guarantee goddamn you that happens. I guarantee Natalya wins, Carmella catches in.
That's exactly what I have.
Is it?
Yep.
So here's my theory. That happens until Carmella runs out, and Natalya just throws one of her cats at her before she can cash in Money in the Bank. And that becomes her new, like, finisher type thing.
She just throws a cat.
Whenever, like, her opponents come hurtling at her, she just chucks a cat.
Olivia also picked Natalya.
Okay.
I love, you know what? Naomi has the best intro in all of pro wrestling right now. I've said that last time, but I'm going to say it every time. Her intro is the best intro in all of wrestling.
It is
even better than Shinsuke. Sorry, Shinsuke.
Yeah, well,
I said it last book. I'm going to say it again. WrestleMania. Naomi's got to be champion for the next WrestleMania. She has to not be hurt, so that probably won't happen. Naomi's champion. I want 30 Naomis to come out with a fucking low light. 30 of them lined up. They're all in sync doing the bitch, and we don't know which one's the real Naomi. I think I said Natalya, but I meant Naomi. We don't know which Naomi's the real Naomi until right at the bit where it goes into the slide, and then she slides out from the 30 of them. And it would be Italian Chef, gorgeous and beautiful and perfect. They got to do it. It would be the best intro since, what was that Mafia one? That CM Punk was on the thing with John Cena.
Oh, where he came out with, like, the Tommy guns and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. NXT's done about a million better intros than that. But I'm just saying, like, I just see it. It's so good. All, like, the synchronized dancing of, like, a million all doing those. It's good, guys. It's so good.
I've got one to go off of that. That's my... And you do that with, like, Asuka? You just, I feel like you could just do that with, like, Asuka, too, and it would be just as effective.
No, you gotta have that perfect, because her thing is, like, she does awesome dance moves out the gate. A perfect synchronized dance. I can see it, man. It's so good.
I just don't find Naomi entertaining, like, at all.
No, but you know what? Also, I'm gonna say this. Not only do I think she has the best intro, I would toss out there, she's the best athlete on the roster right now.
No way. Not, you, like, just pure athlete?
Yes. Yeah, wow. As a pure athlete, you can just see how bouncy she is, how strong she is, and how fast she is. Just pound for pound, I think she's the best. I mean, Neville's right there. I think probably Neville. But he's on 205 Live. He doesn't count. 205 Live doesn't count, guys.
Hey, he's on Raw sometimes.
Lesnar, one point, like, Lesnar, maybe Lesnar, but he doesn't really count either. No, I think you just look at her and you can just see, like, the raw athleticism she has. Apollo Crews is the same way. That guy, you just look at him and you're like, man, that guy is a freak. That guy is bouncy and strong and faster than he should be.
She was a Laker girl, right?
She was a Miami Heat, maybe.
Okay.
But yeah, definitely. She's from Florida. It's either the Heat or the Magic, but I'm pretty sure it's the Heat.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
All right, let's move it on here to Finn Balor.
I don't know Magic.
Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt.
Nobody wins. They're both boring. Next.
Okay.
Oh, Kyle. Bray Wyatt is on my list most misused dudes.
Here's the thing. You said move on, and then no one here disagreed with you. I think that sends, like, the biggest message.
Here's the fact. Here's the thing. I know dudes love the shit out of Finn Balor. I hate the demon gimmick because he comes out with fucking Rastafarian, like, dreadlocks and a chainsaw. Like, it's the dumbest. I think it's dumb. I think Bray Wyatt in NXT, like, I feel like the moment that Bray Wyatt left NXT is the moment NXT started to go downhill. It was still good because it was so high up, and they had Sami Zayn and KO and Finn. They had great wrestling to make up for, but the narrative fell when Bray Wyatt left. When he debuted in NXT and was just doing Cape Fear Bad Guy, that's so good, dude. Like, why has no one done... Why was no one doing Max Cady as, like, one of the greatest film villains of all time? And there had been, like, a wrestling equivalent. Bray Wyatt was doing that. It was great. He started to do, like, a little bit of supernatural stuff. It only got better. A little bit of WWE. I think it was good, like, what, right up to the moment when he smashed the television, or he got a TV smash on him by Dean. And then it's been dumb ever since.
Yeah.
Like, he's ran into the scrounge, this gimmick that doesn't work. I was talking about this the other day. I'm sure you saw me tweet about it, Tim, because I kind of went off on it about how they should not have him, like, magically teleporting or doing weird shit. Like, just go out there and beat the fuck out of him. Have him do
win a match
for a while.
Have him win a match. Have him win a match.
Have him go out there and just be like, Max Cady. I don't need a family. I don't need anybody. I'm a little bit creepy. I'm 300 something pounds, and I can wrestle. He can legitimately wrestle. But when's the last time he was in an actual match? Was like when the Wyatt family fought his shit. This fucking, they want Undertaker magic shit for so bad. But hey, you know what? You guys aren't spending pyro money, so let's just chill out. Let him be a wrestler for a little bit because the dude's big and scary, and we all believe he could be champion. Like, if they put the belt on Bray, it'd be the same. Though they just did it, and it doesn't even seem like it ever happened.
Right.
Yeah. And he was just champion 3 months ago. He was world champion 3 months ago. But, like, who gives a shit? And, frankly, I feel Finn Balor is just, like, he's a better version of Roderick Strong to me. Like, he's a slightly more charismatic Roderick Strong. He doesn't do anything great, in my opinion. He does nothing bad. He can fly a little. He wrestles a little bit. He does the sling blade way too fucking much. I don't like that finisher. I think that's the most dangerous finisher, and it's probably not. but that finisher makes me uncomfortable every time. And to have a good guy doing that type of finisher, like Loki did shit like that, dangerously, like he did the double stomping. Like, he's a bad guy. Let him try to kill people.
Oh, Loki.
$10 feels like, and they're doing the same thing with Max, makes me real nervous. Is that WWE thinks they found the thing people like, which is that Finn Balor wears a leather jacket.
But he too sweets people. Yeah. He's great.
But yeah. Like he doesn't cut promos. I don't know. I just don't care. And then like, I swear to God, if the demon shows up on SummerSlam, I'll turn it off. I'll turn the whole goddamn show off. I don't think that guy, because I feel like that demon gimmick, if they did it right, and there's a certain magic to it. It's like when Masaba would pull out the burning hammer. You know what I mean? Like, when you got it, when you have to win, when you have to do a little bit more, bring out the demon. That's when the demon shows up.
Well, there was an interview.
I think I marked that.
There was an interview with him where somebody brought up, like, well, like, is he going to be, like, the demon? He was saying, no, he doesn't feel that Bray needs the demon for him to win. That he only uses the demon character when he needs to beat someone.
Yeah, except for he did it every pay-per-view in NXT.
Yeah,
and he did it some live regular shows in NXT. I think don't wear those dreadlocks, man. That's not cool. Don't wear those dreadlocks. That's not cool. I'm angry about how much I nothing him because some people like him so much, and I understand like he was great in New Japan, and I believe that, but in WWE he's never been anything spectacular in my opinion. And I can see he's good. I mean, I don't think he's not good. I think he's very good. But as a character, I don't think there's a match you can point me toward. Like, which did he fight? Now, that's a good... Versus Nash, that wasn't a good match. They were okay matches. Sami Zayn put on a much better match with Nash than Finn Balor did. And no one's, like, clamoring about how Sami Zayn's so good. Ooh, ooh. And that fucking... Like, it's the same thing. Like, I don't want to see his intro. Why his intro is so fucking long. Like, come on.
I just want the Balor Club to become a thing.
Bray Wyatt.
I'll be odd man out. I'll take Bray Wyatt.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, Olivia's with
Olivia
me?
Olivia picked Bray Wyatt.
Well, that's all that matters.
I don't...
Are you with me?
I think this one's going to end in a double count out.
Oh, that would be...
Something like that.
That would make this match worse.
No, because I think...
Lights go out, they come back on, and they're both gone. Oh, no.
I want... Like... I kind of wish that this was, like, similar to, like, if this had, like, a Lucha Underground style type of thing to it, where you could have, like, Bray Wyatt try and summon the demon, so, like, Finn's in the ring, and then disappears, and then reappears, and, like, the demon paint is, like, on him, but...
Well, we don't have Robert Rodriguez editing powers here in the WWE, so, unfortunately.
I just want him to sit on Luke Gallows' shoulders, like he used to sit on Bad Luck Follies, and just taunt people from
but
it.
But he'd slip off with all the motor oil.
Yeah, he'd get a seat up. On Luke Harper's shoulder?
No, on Luke Gallows.
Luke Harper. That's good, I could go with that. It is like the Wyatt Club.
The Wyatt Club.
I love Luke Harper, where is he? Jesus.
Doing yeah, I know. That's one more question. Shows.
One more question. Wherever Dolph Ziggler is.
Yeah.
Oh God.
All right, let's keep going here. John Cena and Baron Corbin. Does anybody care?
You know what? I kind of do. I kind of care. I'm kind of into it, you guys. One, Baron Corbin and Braun Strowman are what they wanted Roman Reigns to be so bad that it makes me like Baron Corbin more. Despite the fact that he has literally 7 hairs on his head. And I sort of like John Cena coming in and putting over Nash was great. And I feel like John Cena probably wins this one, which is like, okay, I'll put over Shinsuke. I'm not going to put over the kid, but I'll make him look good. But I think it's good. They're going to go in there and they're going to throw big, heavy, strong guy arms at each other. Where they're at in their career now, I like both of these guys. I think they're entertaining, and they put on entertaining matches, if only because they're slightly different than everyone else's matches.
That's fair. I'm going to take Cena as well. They kind of do this thing with the Money in the Bank winner sometimes where they just make them lose all the time because they're going to win no matter what. Yep. So, and then you give a shit about what they do. So
what you do is, like, you have him lose this match, and then they wrestle for two more pay-per-views because WWE, right?
Yeah.
He loses both of those, but then what's the next big one? Survivor Series?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we'll be back for Survivor Series. Kyle Stark's back up. Keep your cows good. So you have him beat Baron Corbin for the next two pay-per-views because WWE can't write. But then for Survivor Series, you get that John Cena Shinsuke rematch. And do you see what I did there?
No,
now there's the Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin's got the Money in the Bank. See, that's good stuff. Like, that's what they should do. I just don't want to see those guys wrestle for two more matches. But you have John Cena beat the shit out of Baron Corbin, and Baron Corbin get, like, you know, like a hair up his ass about John Cena and how John Cena should not be champion and how he's got, like, a personal grudge against him. That's good stuff.
That could be dangerous. He's only got seven hairs.
Man, after this match, guys, I predict six hairs.
Wow. Joe, who are you picking?
Cena or Corbin?
Cena, probably.
Cliff?
I am going Corbin because isn't Cena going to go do a movie?
Does that matter?
I think so.
Okay, then.
And then Olivia picked John Cena. Yeah, Cena's doing the Bumblebee Transformers spinoff.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Hold on. That's got to be direct to video.
It is not direct to video. It's a real thing. Right. That's why I'm picking Corbin.
I like either one of them. I hated Baron Corbin in NXT. I thought he was boring. I like how Baron Corbin has maintained his "I'm just a bully and I don't give a shit" gimmick. Mm-hmm. Because I think if you're in a form of entertainment that promotes violence, that's kind of the most logical bad guy to be.
Right.
I think he does it well. He forever is just, even when they put him attacking people, he's like, I don't give a shit, which I think is great. I can't believe I like Baron Corbin. I don't love him. My wife loves his wolf shirt that he can't buy. Like, the one is just his personal wolf shirt.
Oh, you can buy it. It's from a Blackcraft cult.
Well, I'm saying you can't go to www.shot.com.
No, you get it. I followed the different clothing brand that made it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I love that. I don't like how they just changed his intro because I thought, like, the blackness taking over the ring was such a good intro.
Yeah.
But no, I like Baron Corbin. I'm hoping he's, like, the third guy to cash in the Money in the Bank and not win.
That would be great. But probably not going to happen.
Probably not.
All right, Alexa Bliss versus whoever is the winner of the match that we're not watching right now.
We also have to talk about the one thing I do.
I think this could be a pre-show match, too.
It could be.
I was gonna say.
I think I like the
fashion police figuring out who
the fashion files.
Yeah, oh yeah, we do care more about that.
That's the only thing I care about at SummerSlam, to be honest.
Is that definitely happening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that happening?
Yeah, I guess, as far as I know.
I mean, it was supposed to happen, though.
I need more of those segments in my life.
It's the ascension.
I think it's how bad SmackDown is. Like, that's kind of the best thing, because objectively they're not that good. But they're so charming. That it makes up for it. Yeah.
I legitimately laughed till I cried when Arn Anderson came in and was like, "You named him Tully? I was the horse of the group."
I love it. Yeah. See, like, the board that they have behind them is better than whatever the bit is.
Yeah, usually.
The board, always. I think those two guys are great. I don't remember if the match, the one where it was those two guys for the title, was that? Is those two guys for the versus? It was those for the title. Tyler Breeze kept doing the costume changes.
Oh, is that? Yeah, and then he would, like, roll from one side of the ring all the way over.
I think that match may have been, honestly, I think there's some Santino matches that probably take it, but I think that might have been, that's in the argument for the best intentionally funny match in WWE history.
Yeah, that was really good.
It was really good. And that I found for your common dudes, they, like, your casual fans, you know what I mean? They love those guys. They love that bit. Like, they want them to win. And it's just one more thing. Like, WWE, just let them win. Like, who gives a shit? It's a tag title. But no, WWE's dumb. They dumb. Never happen.
It'll happen for, like, a week.
I think Alexa Bliss might be. I think this might be pre-show too. I just don't give a shit though. Nia Jax did that, like that crazy senton 2 weeks ago,
right?
On Bayley,
where she was, like, front first, flipped, right?
First time. What was that?
When she front flipped.
Yeah, she did like a big kick first, which I think is hilarious. Like she did the. I mean, she does. Like she's like when your leg is like, I've got to get that momentum, whoop, and then you flip over. Like a, it's like a pratfall. Like it's literally a pratfall. but that was the first. That was the first time. In all of Nia Jax's career, from beginning to end, where I actually was like, what? For a Nia Jax moment. There's only two moments in Nia Jax's entire career that I gave a shit. There's that moment, and there's the one where Asuka was, like, not fucking scared of her and yelling at her in Japanese. That's the two best moments. And one of them was actually Asuka's moment. It's not even hers.
You don't enjoy when she just looks to the left and then looks to the right?
Oh, my God! Why can't someone be like, hey, you're supposed to look intimidating. She's just, like, looking around. I fucking hate it. I told someone at a convention, like, the first thing I would do to fix wrestling would be to teach Nia Jax how to look intimidating when they do the fucking eyes at the beginning.
Oh my God. It's
pre-tape.
It is not scary at all.
Pre-tape it even. No, it looks like she's trying to correct the contact lens. That's two contact lenses today. But you know what I mean? She's like, over here and over here. Got it. God, I fucking hate Nia Jax. I don't hate her because I think, like, God bless her. But man, remember like that moment when, like 6 months ago when women's wrestling was the best thing on television? And now they get a segment a week?
And it's all of them in one segment.
Yep, and I hate it. I hate the same people every week. And I'm going to tangent. The best thing that's happened for WWE for me in a while was this week the Uso brothers wrestled, because they're in Canada. They wrestled Sami Zayn and Ty Dillinger, and I was so stoked. You know why, guys? You know why I was so stoked about that match?
Because two Canadians were in their hometown fighting?
No, because I haven't seen those guys fight yet.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I haven't seen it. I've never seen it. Whereas every other match I see every fucking week. WWE thinks that we have zero memory, that we're fucking goldfish. I hate it.
Well...
Why could... who do we got? Why couldn't this week, which won't happen, why can't Randy Orton fight Baron Corbin and John Cena fight Rusev?
Right.
Why can't we do that?
Yeah.
won't happen. The best you're going to get is it's a tag match between the two of them against the two of them. I hate. WWE thinks we're so dumb, and it's the most lukewarm product. Anyway, keep going. Keep going. So many matches.
Well, I'm going to take Bliss. Joe, what are you taking?
Bliss, just because she's a more entertaining champion.
She's going to be facing Sasha, and I'm taking Sasha.
Okay.
And Olivia is picking Bliss.
All right. What's the over...
Great from the last show.
What?
We want Asuka to show up and actually be who Alexa to fight.
In a perfect world. Nah. I was going to say, what's the over and under on Alexa Bliss popping her arm out of the socket?
Oh, that's so uncomfortable to watch.
Look, man. No. Her body is so perfect. It goes in directions you can't even understand, fellas.
All right. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Jinder Mahal.
I'm sorry. That is the modern day Maharaja.
Whatever. His name is Jinder Mahal. He's Canadian.
I love Jinder and the Singh Brothers. I love Jinder and the Singh Brothers. I think they're great. I think they're doing good stuff. I think if someone's like, hey, we're gonna give this guy the title because it's literally good for business and making this an international product, I'm totally okay with that. I think Jinder is clearly a hardworking guy who's affable, who's making the best of it. And the Singh Brothers, I think, are another great J&J security / stooges.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
so good at what they do. Shinsuke Nakamura is probably my favorite wrestler in WWE, but I think probably Jinder wins. But I think there's no question that Shinsuke wins the next time.
I hate Jinder Mahal so much.
Yeah?
I actively turn off the TV when he's on it.
Really?
I'm a heat guy.
I'm so sick of the "you hate me because you're racist" gimmick that I'm told about. Like, I'm over it. It's 2017. Give me something entertaining. Give me something fresh. Don't pander to me like it's 1980 and this is Bill Watts.
Jinder just comes out and says, like, I'm from India. And
No, he doesn't. Every promo he cuts is the same thing, and it's like, you hate me because I'm different. I'm going to talk in Punjabi now.
Oh,
and then
totally,
he does that.
So, but I don't think...
And then it's the same thing that, like, it's been happening since, like, 1960, where it's like, you hate me because I'm different, and now I'm going to play off of that by speaking in a tongue that you're not familiar with. And it's such a lowbrow thing that I'm just tired of it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree in the sense that this type of wrestling trope should have been retired a while ago. But I think, like, gender is not coming out. Like, I mean, Muhammad Ali was coming out and be like, hey, I know you guys are a little uncomfortable because I'm not white like you. Like, gender just comes out and makes those eyes and growls a lot, and then just something Punjabi.
I don't know. He's also not a good wrestler, I feel like.
I think neither was Hulk Hogan. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you can be the top guy as long as you don't fuck up. And I don't think he's fucked up yet. We'll see this weekend, though. I didn't think Randy, like, dude, is safe. The most WWE style with Randy Orton is safe. Randy's not going to fuck up. He'll look good. Shinsuke does not speak even remotely the same languages, which is even to say Punjabi, English, Japanese, or wrestling. So,
I kind of want Shinsuke to physically injure Jinder just so he can get off of TV. I hate him that much.
Wow.
Well, he's got that intense vascularity, so a good kick could pop open one of those veins pretty easy, I think. But.
I don't know. I'm just very sweaty right now, and it's agitating me, and then Jinder Mahal agitates me. It's like a multiplier.
I'm picking Jinder. Yeah. I love me some Jinder.
I'm picking Jinder with a cash in.
Yeah?
Yep. It's going to happen. Yep. Nope. Baron's winning, and then cashing in.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
He's going over on Cena, who's, the face.
That would be one hell of a night for him if it went that way.
Right.
He beats Cena.
He goes over on Cena, and then he cashes in on, like, it's a ridiculous match between Shinsuke
that
and...
That would put him right at the top, legit, though.
Right.
If Shinsuke won and he cashed in on Shinsuke, that's more heat. That's huge heat.
Oh my god, you're right.
I would tell you, I love this cash-in suggestion. I love it. I kind of enjoyed the John Cena Baron Corbin match. If you get to be Corbin beats and wins the world title, that's so good for that character, like legitimizing him.
Right, it makes him the top heel that you want.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't really make Jinder look bad because he beat Shinsuke and then only lost because he had just had a ridiculous match with Shinsuke and Corbin's just, beating up a down dog.
I love it. I love the suggestion. I love it with all my heart.
And then Olivia picked Shinsuke.
Oh.
We didn't go into the whole cashing in thing.
Right.
It was extra details. She just wanted names.
I love that, man. I hope that happens more than I expect Carmella to ruin Natalya's night. If there's going to be a cash in, I hope it's that one. In fact, I feel like that Carmella thing is sort of so expected it won't happen. Because WWE likes to be like, well, don't give them that because it makes too much sense. Like, they know it's going to happen because it's so good. But which is a dumb thing to say, right? Like,
right.
I mean, if you're kids when they're on, like, they have, like, a 7th ice cream cone? No. They have it because it's too delicious. Yeah, I mean, he's like, you're a product that's supposed to entertain me. And they're like, don't. They think it's going to happen. Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, we got.
I would love Corbin to win. I love it.
That would be, it's so good it can't possibly happen, right?
I'm sorry for getting everyone's hopes up.
But I do think we got to have a cash in tonight, or that night, right?
Probably.
I have both cashing in.
Could you imagine?
I have a question.
Yes.
Could, so they're both belts will be defended there. Could Corbin jump ship?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Corbin could jump ship. Very true.
Because that's...
he won't, though. That made him... Corbin's not cashing in on that.
Why? Because you could have, like, Reigns win it after being beaten by Lesnar. Like, being, like, demolished by Lesnar and Strowman throwing him around. So he's, like, crawling out of there. And then you have, like, Corbin who's like, I wrestled, like, an hour and a half ago. Like, let's go. Like, I just showered again.
It's not going to happen. And when we get to that match with the last, I'll tell you why. Because he's not going to cash in on the person who wins that match.
All right, well, we got two left. So let's do the Styles versus Owens match with Shane McMahon as the special referee, which will be important probably for some reason.
Guys, I've already seen this match literally 3,000 times. I don't give a shit. No, they don't even give a shit anymore. They don't even try it. The matches don't even look good anymore.
Yeah.
Don't care. KO wins somehow. Shane at Survivor Series. Because they can't let Shane just be like, cool dad. They can't just let him be cool dad and be like cool dad.
Yeah.
I hate it. Yeah, who gives a shit? AJ versus Kevin Owens, seen it. They've switched titles. This will be the fourth time. Who gives a shit?
Right.
Who gives a shit? Like, these two guys are so good. These guys are so good. They're literally best in the world. I feel emotionally the same about this match as I do Bobby Roode versus fucking Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, who cares? I agree. Well, I'm going to take Styles just because I don't want the title to change. Joe, what are you taking?
I'm just going to take a nap. So that's what I'm taking in this match.
And it's going to be long. It's going to be a long match, too. So you'll get that nap.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice 20 minute nap. I'm going to wake up when Shane inevitably picks a fight with Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
And then Shane's
going to. But Kevin Owens still wins somehow.
Yeah, no. He'll do some. Wait, Kevin Owens has the title now?
No, I think Styles
is. Kevin Owens will win. But he won't get the title.
No, yeah, no. It'll be like another, like, I beat you him back into the ring again. And then Shane's going to be like, hey, you won, but I don't like the way you won.
Hold on. I'm calling it. Shane doesn't see the food on the rope.
Yeah. Oh, classic. Cliff, who you picking?
I am picking Owens because I think from what we watched, WrestleMania, mm-hmm. they're going to start building towards AJ and Shinsuke.
Okay. What did Olivia
pick? Yeah, I wanted that bad.
And Olivia picked...
They're going to blow that.
Find the name. Olivia picked Kevin Owens also.
All right.
Oh, taking it with the wife.
So let's get this main event out of the way here.
No, we skipped the bar versus Ambrose Rollins.
All right, well, who would you pick in that?
Who is it?
The bar wins. The bar wins.
Who's the bar?
James Arrow.
I kind of like Dean and Seth as a win.
Why are they?
To keep the bickering thing.
That's what they call themselves. They've set the bar.
Oh. So two underperforming.
They stand like this.
Two underperforming singles guys are the bar.
Yes.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. I love how Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins are like the dark mirror to how Cesaro and Sheamus began. But I also like how it's like two legitimate main eventers. Being forced against their will, then winning the title. I think that's always good. Like when Stone Cold and The Undertaker
right.
were the tag up.
They used to do it all the time. They used to always.
Didn't HBK and Stone Cold do that too?
They did.
Yeah, they did a bunch of times. I love it. So I kind of hope Dean and Seth win, just so I have a reason to give a shit about them.
Right.
But also, like, the Hardy Boys and the club need to wrestle somebody. So, I don't know.
Well, what if they do the whole, what if they do the bar wins some shady way and then they build towards a four-way match at the next pay-per-view?
I would love a four-way tag team with those guys.
Yeah.
And if the revival could be in it somehow, but they won't, but...
The revival's so good.
I think that the gimmick involved, if they're going to call themselves the bar, I want them to be lawyers and I want them to win their matches via complicated contracts.
They used to go to bars though as when they were first tagging. That was the thing.
I remember that. Because Sheamus was like, "I drink Guinness." Sheamus was like, "I drink Guinness because I'm Irish," and then Cesaro drank a martini or something because he's like, "I'm sophisticated."
Yeah, he did. He did. Sheamus always had like a what's the thing that they always make Irish people drink?
Guinness.
Yeah. He's drinking Guinness and. And Cesaro was having some sort of, he was having bourbon.
He was drinking martinis. Because he's sophisticated.
He might have been a martini. Can we get a fact check on that?
That's what it was.
I think you're right. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to my interjection. All right, anyway, so who cares, right? That's what we're saying?
Yeah, I'm going with the bar. Joe?
Bar? I'm just upset that they're not lawyers.
I'm picking
Joseph Park.
Like that type of stuff.
Yeah,
I'm picking Rollins and Ambrose to set up for Ambrose heel turn.
Really?
Ambrose heel turn?
Yeah, they're gonna win the belt and then they're gonna lose, and then Ambrose is gonna hit Rollins with the chair.
Yeah, that sounds.
Oh, but I don't think that's a heel turn. I think it's just deserved.
If they're
gonna do a heel turn, it has to be Seth Rollins because that guy's the shittiest face.
Yeah, no,
he's a shittier face than Roman Reigns is.
No, he's a great heel though. What did Olivia pick?
Olivia picked Shamsaro.
Okay.
The bar, Shamsaro.
Das Bar.
El Bar.
El Barro.
El Barro.
El Burro.
Isn't that a donkey?
I love those guys. Coming out in their tilt. I like how they keep adding to what gear they wear out. They just seem like they really enjoy themselves and have a good time, and I love it.
They're going to go, like, the way of Marty Scurll and just have, like, so many pieces of flair by the end. They're just going to be like, oh, God, what do we do?
So much flair.
I hope they do. Yeah.
It feels like that scene in Office Space where right. It's like Vince McMahon was like, you need so many pieces at of least flair if you want to wrestle on this show. Pieces of flair.
All right, let's get this main event out of the way here. We've got Brock Lesnar versus Samoa Joe versus Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman, Universal Championship. Brock said that if he doesn't win, he's leaving. Does that factor in? Does he have a UFC fight coming up? I know he got called out.
He and John Jones.
Supposedly he wants to start training for UFC.
And he'll make more money in that one fight with John Jones than all year wrestling. Yeah,
probably.
Doing the bare minimum.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you guys, I said at the beginning there's a handful of matches that I'm actually excited about. Shinsuke, Owens, John Cena versus Corbin, actually. I'm kind of interested in this tag match. I love the women's wrestling. I hope not that Alexa Bliss. I don't do that. But the Naomi versus Natalya, sure. I'm stoked about this Fatal 4-Way. I think they've done just enough little things to really build this into a match like I'm fucking into. It has a lot of narrative layers to it, which I think, again, shows that Ryan Ward is doing some work over on Raw to make the whole thing interesting. I personally have no doubt who's going to win this match. But it doesn't change that if they could put this belt on any four of these guys, no one would complain, and it's going to be good no matter what, I think.
Someone would definitely complain if one of them specifically got the belt. People would definitely.
Oh, yeah, probably. But here's the thing. Like, to me, that complaint, if Roman Reigns won, that disdain and hate, to me, is great. Wrestling needs that. And whether or not it's Xbox Heat or, like, narrative heat, and in this case, people just hate that guy. I don't give a shit. I think it's great. Like, he gets such a reaction, and that's what wrestling wants. The reaction is the most important thing.
So, who are you picking?
Oh, Brock Lesnar's gonna win, guys. There's no question Lesnar's gonna win. I have zero doubt Lesnar wins.
I'll tell you why.
So, when they started this, and after the last match, I thought, you know what? I think Samoa Joe's gonna win this match. This four-way, I'm like, I think, because he can pin Strowman, he can pin Reigns. This is like, whenever the four-way comes around, just like Asuka, I was saying on the previous show about that NXT TakeOver 2 back. It's like she's supposed to be a fatal four-way, but then they changed it. And I think if it was a fatal four-way, I think she would have lost. Because WWE thinks the only way at this point Lesnar can lose without putting someone over, I'm saying that in quotes, is if he doesn't actually lose somehow, right? They love that. They love that narrative. And I felt like it's not Reigns isn't going to get it. He's just there because he's like a plot motivator. He's a MacGuffin in this match. But McMahon, I think like Heyman supposedly has been advocating for Samoa Joe backstage, which is cool. I love Samoa Joe. Mm-hmm. I think Braun Strowman is the best new character development they've done. And I couldn't even think of who the last guy was. I think they've done such a good job, and some of it's by blind luck that the crowd hates Roman Reigns that much. I don't give a shit. He yells Braun real funny, and he comes out and he's super strong. Good enough for me, you guys. Samoa Joe's aces, although I feel like his NXT work was a little bit... I didn't think it was as good as a lot of people did, but when he showed up, when he was in Ring of Honor and when he showed up in TNA, I love him so much that I still love him. And I think he's like the shit where he was when he was whispering in Paul's ear before the Lesnar match, like these like real quietly, like this is what's gonna happen to you and this is why it's gonna happen to you, is such a hard ass move.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns who cares? He's over, period, good or bad. If they put the title on him, it doesn't matter because he elicits a reaction. It won't be Roman Reigns. They're saving him from WrestleMania. We all know that. Right? So I'm saying, well, maybe there's a chance it's Samoa Joe. Maybe even a slimmer chance it's Braun Strowman because they want to build him. But the moment Paul Heyman said, if we lose this match, we're never coming back, when Brock Lesnar's under contract for like 6 more months, no way. Brock Lesnar's winning this match.
I just want Joe to win it. Just because I feel like he's the only one that, like, needs something. Like, Lesnar can drop it, disappear, go fight in UFC, win, and come back at, like, the Royal Rumble, and people are still going to love him, regardless, belt or not.
Yeah.
Strowman is just an 80s wrestling character, and it's great in the best sense of that, because it's, like, he just yells a lot, and he runs around, and he, like, flings.
I love him.
Like, when he threw the chair at Roman Reigns.
Oh, my God.
God damn. Also, why Braun Strowman doesn't have a shirt on that says, I'm not finished with you yet, is so criminal. Because, guys, I don't have any wrestling shirts. I think I might buy Braun Strowman, I'm not finished with you yet shirt.
It would have to say...
He said, I'm not finished with you so many times.
It would have to say, I'm not, on the front, and then on the back, it would say, finished with you.
Perfect. Perfect. You're killing it tonight, brother. here's the thing. If this match was the last match, I would agree with you. But I think they did such good character work with Samoa Joe building up to that last Lesnar match that Samoa Joe has cemented himself as a main event threat. So that being said, he's going to win the title, and then in 2 months he'll be having a tag match versus Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins with Finn Balor as his tag partner. That's my prediction on that.
Oh, team kind of old NXT versus old NXT.
It'll be NXT versus I was gonna say TNA. That doesn't make any sense. The outsiders, the foreigners. I don't know. I don't think Samoa Joe needs it. I could see Samoa Joe winning it because Heyman's been pushing, and I know Lesnar wants to go back to UFC. But I feel like it's the moment they said that thing. Like, Heyman's so smart. I could see him being like, we're going to say this. And the moment we say this, which is like, well, if we lose, we're leaving town, then the smarts will know that means we're not going to lose. Because no one's ever made that ultimatum and actually lost. In the history of wrestling, you know what I mean? Unless they were hurt, someone else was clearly in a position to take over.
No one said if they lose?
What's that?
No one said if they lose, they're going to leave?
Yeah, they made that up.
That happens all the time. What?
No, they always say it, and then they win. And that's how it always works. If someone else has a stipulation on a match, it's different. But this is self-imposed.
Oh, self-imposed. Okay.
I think this is going to be the first time that doesn't matter. I think Strowman's going to win.
I would love Strowman to win. But I think Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns is carved in stone for WrestleMania. I think it's carved in stone.
They can still get there.
WWE is doing this, like, they've done this before, where they are going, look, watch this guy we want you to love overcome and overcome and overcome. So, like, Roman Reigns, multiple, like, oh, he's The Rock, he's so great. But he hasn't had, like, they know he hasn't had that Rock versus Stone Cold moment yet.
Here's the
and
thing,
they though. believe it's Brock Lesnar. They believe it's Roman Reigns or Brock Lesnar.
The Royal Rumble's in Philly this year.
Yeah.
So, unless they want that place to go nuclear, they will not put Roman Reigns at least anywhere near the Royal Rumble.
If they're smart.
I think they could do that at the Royal Rumble.
I'm going to say it now. Entering at number one for the 2018 Royal Rumble.
Asuka.
It's the other RR. It's Roman Reigns.
God.
And he's going to last an hour and a half. And he'll be the fourth guy from going one to win to get that shot at Brock Lesnar. In fact, I think the next pay-per-view is going to be Strowman versus Lesnar. And who knows? Who knows with Roman Reigns? They need to have Roman Reigns, like a for real Roman Reigns with Braun Strowman match, because I feel like they haven't really had that. But I think Strowman versus Lesnar makes a lot of sense as Survivor Series. I don't know, maybe Royal Rumble. Maybe they do it twice.
They like doing it twice.
Yeah, they like to do it over and over and over. I'm really excited about this match because I think anyone could win. I just feel so certain it's Lesnar just based on the WWE is so bad at everything, and I think they want Reigns versus Lesnar at WrestleMania. And in their mind, this match isn't going to make Samoa Joe look good because he almost, like, you know what I mean? Samoa Joe's the main event, doesn't make him look good. This is going to be Brock Lesnar beating three other guys. It only makes Brock Lesnar look better. So when Roman Reigns inevitably beats him, he's like the greatest monster killer of all time. Which isn't true and isn't accurate. What they should do is just make Roman Reigns go full fucking heel.
I don't know why they will.
Braun Strowman should have his own Daryl starting Monday, and then Roman Reigns to kill that Daryl at the next pay-per-view.
If they ever sell that Daryl, I'm buying it. If I find one.
They will.
Because New Japan has, it's so hard to get, good weird stuff that they make in America without paying so much, but I think I would bite the bullet for that.
Yeah, that's the same, man. Have a couple kids and try to get some, good Pokemon stuffies. Nope. Fuck. Not happening. I'm interested in your guys' thoughts on this match. I'm really excited about this match, just because whenever there's a match that I'm not fairly certain who's going to win, I get pretty excited.
Well, I definitely want Strowman. I just think they built him up and built him up and built him up, and I don't want to see him fight Roman Reigns forever, so I think this would give him something different. If he was the champ and he fought Lesnar at the next pay-per-view, or whatever.
I think that happens whether he's champ or not. I think he's the next, because they're going down this list. I think Strowman's next.
I picked the other guy in this match.
Yeah.
I picked Roman to win.
Ugh.
Because...
Oh, I love it.
Because Roman.
Sure. That's very logic.
That's why. Because he's himself. That's why he's going to win.
And Olivia.
And Olivia picked... She picked Samoan Joe.
Did she put the N on there?
Yeah, she did.
That's so great. I love it.
No, but I think you might have it backwards, where it's going to be Brock taking the title back from Roman at WrestleMania.
Could be. And I could see...
Just because Roman, that's bound to happen.
Roman wins this match, but he doesn't pin Lesnar, obviously.
No.
And then for the next pay-per-view, you could have Lesnar saying, well, you didn't beat me. Though he's supposed to leave. If he loses, he's leaving.
Right.
So I feel like they'd stick to that. I think Lesnar's winning. Wait,
so if he pins Braun, then we can get Roman or Reigns Braun at the next pay-per-view and have them wrestle again.
I think... All I want
I think
out of
you have
match.
Samoa Joe versus Reigns at the next pay-per-view, and you have Strowman versus Lesnar, even though I think that won't be until Survivor Series. I don't think Lesnar wrestles again until Survivor Series.
What I want out of this match is...
You know what else I want to see wrestle Lesnar before he's gone, because I think after WrestleMania, I think Lesnar's done forever.
Yeah,
I don't think we'll ever see him again. I want to see Lesnar fight Finn Balor. I legitimately, because that's another thing where Heyman was like, Finn Balor is scary. Samoa Joe's scary. I think Heyman's the only person that made me give a shit about Finn Balor, and I would love to see a fast, skinny, but big, athletic guy go up against Lesnar, rather than just hoss fight. I mean, Samoa Joe is different than those other two guys, but I would love for them to throw a Finn Balor in there.
I just want, if Roman wins...
I take it back. You know what I want to see fight Brock Lesnar? AJ Styles. That's what I want to see. That'd be a good match, guys. That'd be such a good match. I guarantee it.
Probably true.
No, I want to see him fight Sami Zayn. And Sami Zayn wins.
That's
and
not
then Sami Zayn loses. And if Sami Zayn loses that title, Shinsuke Nakamura at WrestleMania, that's what I want to happen.
So they're switching brands.
Oh, wait. Hold on, but wait. And in that match, Shinsuke versus Sami Zayn, main event of WrestleMania 2018, Right before the match, they play Shane's music. Hold on, who's the GM on Raw? Is there anybody?
Angle.
Who is it?
Angle.
Oh yeah, they play Kurt Angle's music. Kurt Angle always looks like he's surprised. Do you guys notice that?
He doesn't have eyebrows.
Yeah. Every moment he looks like he's surprised. So right before Sami Zayn and Shinsuke, who somehow got it. Baron Corbin takes the title from Lesnar. They do the switch thing. I don't know. Who gives a shit? This is my fantasy booking, guys. It's going to be 3 months before I'm back on this show. God damn it. For Sami Zayn, Kyle Starks and Evan Delaniana, out of his goddamn mind with excitement. Sami Zayn comes out. And he has an actual ska band play him out, which is awesome. All the horns, the fucking fly trombone. So good. A bunch of fucking dudes just dancing down with them in fucking pork pie hats or whatever they wear. And then Shinsuke does this huge intro. He's got he does the thing where he used himself as a stripper pole like he did at Wrestle Kingdom 10 or whatever that was. Oh my god, so good. And right before the bell rings, oh, here, Kurt Angle's music, or who, I don't give a shit. We were a generic GM that's important to this fan fiction. but it goes off, and they come out, and they're like, guys, we just signed someone new. There's a third. This is now a three-way match, and the third person in this match is Pentagon Jr. Oh my gosh, guys!
And he breaks everyone's arms.
Who even cares? You know what? They can go out there and have tea. They can set up. They can just have tea with each other. I wouldn't even care at that moment. I'd be so set up. It can't get any better than that. Oh, and also, circa 2014 Bayley. What? No! 2014 Bayley, that's the best one!
For a tea party with Pentagon Jr.?
With the four of them. The four of them. Yeah, those are my four favorite guys. I just want it all to happen somehow. I just want to see that happen somehow.
I'll get on it. I don't know how I'm going to make it happen, but I'll see what I can do for you.
Sami Zayn should be on the same. I mean, there's a lot of people who should be on the same review. Like the Hardy. Why are the Hardy Boys not on this?
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Andy Orton versus Rusev, or we could get the Hardy that much closer to Broken Matt.
No, he'd be awoken.
Come on. Who could we cut off the match? Big Cass and Big Show forever. Orton, Rusev, AJ, and KO. Sadly.
Yeah, but you know if they cut anything, it'll be the Tozawa Neville match.
Yeah, why is the Miz not on here? God, this doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. I'm sure he'll get the pre-show and he'll fight Jason Jordan.
But yeah, he'll have the Miz TV or whatever on the pre-show.
Yeah, probably.
I was stoked about it when we first started talking, and now I'm like over it. I think that Miz is so good, though. I really believe it. I think it's going to be so good because Brock Lesnar matches are not like other people's matches. And just by that, they're always more entertaining than every other match on the card.
Generally true, yes. Well, Kyle, I'm going to have to call it now. We're very close to our time limit. But thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
This has been swell.
Don't turn heel. I don't like how you said it.
I'm just very sweaty right now.
Hey guys, thanks for having me on again. It's literally a treat. I can't wait till Survivor Series.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks.
Before we have you go, you want to promote anything?
Oh, do I?
Oh yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah. So I am currently doing Rock Andy Mount for Image Comics, which is on hiatus till November. You can get Volume 1 in stores at the end of September. At that same time, you can maybe October, the beginning of October. Talk to your LCS or get on Amazon. Amazon always has everything. I also have a original graphic novel from Oni, which is a love letter to 90s action movies called Kill Them All. My editor referred to it as Moonlighting meets Die Hard, which I think is cool. That sounds cool. I'm doing a book also for Oni Press Monthly for the next 3 months. Issue 1 just came out called Dead of Winter, which is based on the tabletop board game. It's about a dog fighting zombies. That's awesome. I do Rick and Morty every month because I'm the Rick and Morty comic book franchise. Lovable Love a Dub Dub and all that shit. And you can follow me on all social medias on The Kyle Stark, unless you want WrestleCog, and then it's The Kyle Smart.
Brilliant. That's me, Kyle Stark.
Never shut up. #NeverShutUp.